T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning and welcome to our little world. It's going to be a great day. It's Tuesday.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I know. It's good to hear,
glad
isn't
to
it?
Hear that. Yeah. Yeah.
How did it go with Noni yesterday?
Well, first of all, I'm going to have to throw her out of here as soon as she wakes up.
Oh, that's too bad.
She's finally done it. Her meddling ways are... I'm putting an end to her meddling ways.
What's going on?
She brought my baby book.
This is wonderful. Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
So I'm like, what are you doing? What's that doing here? Why is that... Why? What is that?
Well, your kid's got to see that. I mean...
And listen, I don't mean to brag because, you know, not everybody is loaded down with awards from elementary school, but I am loaded down. So, listen, I'm going to show you some stuff now, okay. And I'm not trying to ruin your day because I know nobody got as many awards as... Look at this. Let me show you this to you.
What do you got here? Wow. Yeah. A bookmark?
Oh, yeah.
A bookmark award?
I don't know. It's like a ribbon or something.
Oh.
Look at this one. This is who knew they gave away most humorous exceptional achievement for Vince Hassan. I certify the award for most humorous. What the hell?
Oh, Vinny, you've been funny since you were a little kid.
Look at that.
I like it. It's like the class superlatives that they
look
give
at this.
At the end of the year.
I got it. This is so. You know what they're giving me award for, right? This is class clown crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's another one.
I can't read it.
It's most humorous.
Oh, another most humorous. How many of those? Did you win that 5 years straight, Ben?
This is... Okay. This is the Red Apple Award. Is this the Ass Kisser Award?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I got a Butt Kisser Award.
You love your teachers. I'm not surprised.
Anyway, I'm all loaded down with awards. Don't think, though, that Sandy's getting to stick around. I'm throwing her out right away.
This no, is another... you're not. She's not having that, please. Are you kidding me? She raised the most humorous.
Right. It's so funny. I'm like, oh, my God, they gave me an award for class clown.
Well, and
might as well have just
you obviously were proud enough to bring it home and give it to mommy.
I guess. Well, look, I didn't know. I mean, now I see it and I go, oh, that's the pain in the ass award. Great.
Mm-hmm.
And I won a bunch of them. There's a
What's
pile
the, they
of
each come
these,
with a little ribbon, huh?
Uh-huh. There's a pile of these pain in the ass awards. I can't believe it. Here is me and Jan.
No, move it to your right. Yes, perfect. Now zoom it in. All right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
The
Hassan
styles.
Brothers. The styles? What styles?
Right. Look at this handsome fellow.
Oh, my God. You're so cute. You know? Oh, my God. You know who you look like? Hulk baby.
Look at that handsome fellow.
Dude, he's Hulk baby. It's
I know.
Unreal. You look exactly like her.
Look at
that
this.
That is incredible.
So, I was super into the NFL when I was a kid, like completely into it.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember saving this, but this is when the Oakland Raiders beat the Pittsburgh Steelers to go on to the Super Bowl. And I have an autographed, there's a ton of autographs on this, but of course they wrote in some kind of disappearing ink because there's barely any. You can't tell what anybody.
Yeah, maybe it could have been kept in plastic in a temperature-controlled room. But
this is the Oakland Raiders cover from...
Were they the L.A. Raiders at the time?
No, this is 1977. This is the Oakland Raiders beating the Steelers. This is the cover of, I think, Sports Illustrated.
Oh. Who signed it? Do you know who signed it?
That's the problem. Truly...
Is it the guys on the cover? Or was it like random people from your school?
No.
Your teachers? Will you sign this for me?
No, this is the Raiders, but I don't know how we got them to do it. I don't know in what way. I don't even remember. Mm. All this stuff is just in a baby book, and I'm going to throw it at my mom as I throw her out of the house. Get out of here, Sandy.
It's great. It's so fun, and I'm sure your girls were very proud of you.
Oh, forever. Winning the Class Clown Award.
Turns out everybody gets a trophy, you know, didn't just start. The little class awards.
Right.
It's like, what are we going to give Hassan this year? Give him humorous. Just give it to him.
I started the whole thing, everybody. Yeah. Anyway, that was part of my day. And then I don't know.
Oh, that's fun.
So
she brought the baby book. So are you saying that there are a bunch of pictures in there too? Like, you know, and it's an actual baby, or is this just like grades 1 through 3?
No, this is the baby book that, you know, goes up through, and there's stuff in there. But look, the difference is all the pictures I have are posed pictures. You know, the ones you went to and sat down.
Yes,
like that one of me and my brother is posed.
Yeah, that's at
Sears. We have a picture of basically every day of our kids' lives, you know, now.
It's fully documented.
Right. So it's very different from what my kids will get to look at. They'll get an external hard drive.
Right.
Or some kind of cloud thing, you know, pass. And then they'll see every day of their life.
It is. I don't know which is better. I would love to go back and look at I have like, you know, 25 pictures of my horse. And a horse, for God's sake. I love my horse. Do I have any pictures? Yeah, 25 of them. If we'd been alive now, like, I'd be able to put a movie together about my horse.
I know.
A 4-hour movie that only I would ever watch, but I would have it. Like, on the other hand, like, there was something very special about photographs back then. You know, You took them. You had no idea if they were any good. You would take one photo.
Right, right.
It was posed. You'd send it off, and you'd forget all about it. And then your mom would be like, oh, I went to CVS, and here's the photos, you know, or whatever. The Sears photo developing section, because everything was at Sears. The photo studio was there. That's where you went and got your posed pictures and your outfits. And then you'd look through them. Remember when all of a sudden they were doing doubles? Like, oh, my God, doubles. Oh, I can have this one? And photo albums were precious. I have a million photo albums.
I don't.
Well, I have them up until, like, 07. And now I'm like, forget that. Jesus, I took 3,000 pictures just on Saturday. Like, I can't go through those and make photo albums. And I was thinking, you know, a couple years into Facebook... For me, I thought, this is the modern day album. Like, even after someone dies, you're going to be able to go back and basically look at their entire lives. If we're all on there for, you know, and if our kids are on there their whole lives, maybe it's not Facebook, maybe it's some other thing. But I mean, honestly, so much of your life is on there.
If Facebook had handled, and this is just my opinion, I don't, you know, I know Facebook's right here. They can hear us. But if they'd handled things correctly, I think that they would be family photo albums forever. But unfortunately, the pushback to their cash grabs has been that people have stopped posting. And I certainly have posted way less than I used to, because there becomes a trust issue. And you find yourself going, all right, well, if I can't know for sure that you're going to be around, why would I build a photo album knowing that you are...
You're bad people, the things
that you've let happen to your site. This isn't supposed to be a place where, that's my opinion, but I don't think that's a place where you do quizzes and then they mine your info for the purpose of advertising.
Right.
And, you know, and more importantly, election fixing. Right.
We're going to use that to our advantage.
I certainly would have preferred to be able to load that up with all kinds of stuff and know that it would be around, but oh well.
Right. I know. It's actually, it's kind of too bad. But that's almost, you know, it just seems like, you're right. First of all, gross mishandling. I feel like on Instagram a lot, because I never, ever go on Facebook. However, every day I post something to that if I post something to Instagram.
Right, correct.
Because it automatically shares it. So there could be all kinds of comments I've never even looked at on there. There's probably a million messages. There's all kinds of, like, you know, people hating on me, people liking me, you know, whatever. But it's a, it's too bad because you're right. They have a bad rap, and rightfully so. Yet I wouldn't delete my page. I just let it sit there.
No,
and you can go back and look at it.
I still look at it, but I'm just saying it would have been more useful to families and for individuals if they felt like, yeah, this is the spot where I can keep all my stuff.
Right.
And it's not going to cause me issue at some point at a later date. I the thing that's trippy, though, which you just sort of hit on, is you probably have a plant in your backyard with more pictures than I have of my childhood.
Yeah, like, you are not wrong.
Every picture I'm looking at here is posed. They're done yearly or bi-yearly, you know, a couple of them, but there's just not a lot. Oh, well.
And now we sit there. We carry our camera around with us because there it is in our phone, our little mini computer we carry around. And not only do you take a picture of something, you're like, there's just no end. There's no stopping. There's no need to ever stop.
So you were saying, like, you know, I don't know which is better. I think it's so cool that, you know, let's say my youngest daughter is going to go, oh, there's me dancing when I'm two. And we have a full-on video and I have access to it. It's almost like I remember that. But really, she doesn't remember it. She's just seeing it happen.
Right.
I think that's super cool. You know.
It is.
It'd be neat to sort of go, oh, wow, look at that.
You know,
my grown-ups walked around following me everywhere I went, documenting all my stuff. Like,
oh,
people
here comes
really
my entourage.
Gave a crap about
right.
me.
No doubt. It's still fun, though, and easier than it used to be to go back and watch. You know, my kids are, what are they, 19 and 21 now. So we, like, Jesus. Once in a while, we'll go, let's do family photos tonight. And what that means is, let's attach the computer to the TV, which, you know, now, what is it, screen mirroring or something? I don't know, whatever,
yeah.
whatever it is, some technology thing. Boom, there are huge pictures up on the thing, and we sit there, and we like, oh, man, remember that one time we went to the zoo? I'm like, I guarantee you actually don't remember that. You've just seen this picture.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, exactly.
And they, so I do think that is still sweet, and we watch some old home videos and home movies and stuff, and that was the thing, like, when you were a kid, your dad had that projector that, you know, not like the one your wife got that just, I guess, is unrolled and attached to a frame. This, you know, this is the one that was all janky and he had to wrestle with it for a while. It was on a tripod and it had you pull the thing down and then he had to set up the projector and then, you know, burn the super, you know, the thing would sit on the light too long and you'd watch it break apart or then he'd have his slide projector and all the slides in there.
We didn't even have that. I like what you're remembering, we didn't have any of those things.
Yeah, that's a dance.
I don't even think that's like about money necessarily. That's someone who wanted to do those things because they were, I guess you'd call that a labor of love, but, you know, and my dad was good at tinkering with crap for sure. He was a mechanic,
yeah.
You know, all the way coming up from childhood, but I don't remember any of those kinds of things, and I certainly don't have any videos.
Oh, no Super
None.
8 with no the ones that's just like you're running a little bit too fast, they don't quite run at speed, and there's no sound. They're great. It's hilarious.
They're great.
You can't see anybody's face. They're totally like the light's all wrong, you know. Oh, they're fantastic. My dad, I want to say a few years ago, got them all transferred to digital, and I have no idea what happened to him since. I probably got a copy of it somewhere.
Probably on
VHS. Maybe that's the problem. That's a tape in my closet. But it's it is cool to just have it not be a thought, you know? Think of all the businesses that went out of business. Like anybody who made film. I'm sure people do still do film in dark rooms and all that stuff.
You know what's weird? So
what?
Well, you just triggered a memory of mine. So weirdly, because Kodak is an example. Kodak is, you know, they were
the cameras,
big film.
the film.
So my wife goes, "You're not going to believe this, but I bought a bunch of Kodak stock," and I'm like,
"Oh yeah, that's
why?
Hot right now."
Yeah, it's because they just pharmaceuticals got asked to do something. Yeah,
yeah.
They're
so
are
she
they
goes, "I got it at I got all this like you know for on a whim, and now the stock's like double tripled or something." Yeah. I'm just like, mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What? How the? Okay. Kodak, everybody.
Yeah.
Finding a way. Finding another. Let's take a left.
I saw that a day late and I was like, damn. It went
yeah,
in like.
That
it,
was, I was reading that
tripled
yesterday.
Like, oh, you man were too?
Should have bought that. Didn't yeah I didn't buy it.
Should have, could have, would have.
Well, yeah. And her, you know, it's. I think it's always, everybody says the same thing too. She's like, as soon as it went up, she goes, "I should have bought more." And
dude,
I'm like,
that is the lament.
You know.
If only I'd mortgaged the house to buy stock in Amazon when I had the chance. Oh, boy. God, I wish I'd bought more of that. Damn.
Anyway, so I did a ton of things yesterday. Mom's in town, so she had the kids, and they were, you know, out of their heads. And in fact, last night the baby was like possessed at bedtime because she not want to go to sleep. And sister and Nona are still up. I'm not going to sleep. And the screaming at 9 o'clock at night, I'm laying in bed with my earplugs in like, nope, still sounds like she's right next to me.
Oh boy.
Huh.
Did she not nap yesterday and
no
and
nap
just played with Nona all day
and then totally possessed at bedtime, like just
oh boy
just
maybe
I don't
your
know
mom actually wants
stuff
to go home. She's
well,
like, oh my God, these kids.
Yeah. Anyway, no, it's actually all good. It's just I think it's the first day. It was just a lot.
Oh yeah, it's just
there,
so exciting.
So.
Well, you remember how your grandparents were when you were little. I mean, like, you know, they just, as you get older, you have less to do with them and it becomes this chore. But when you're little, like, nobody freaking loves you and spoils you like your grandparents. Like, they're just.
For sure.
You know, it's mm-hmm it's awesome. I hope they have a close relationship their whole lives. That'd be. Oh, is that her screaming
that's
through
sound
through your
that's
ears
how she sounds through the earplugs.
Yeah, that's it. That's the background sound to my falling asleep. So I fell asleep, of course, with my teeth clenched and my
just
fists
grizzling
gripped.
Oh.
Ah!
These are you know, they're tough years, Vin, but they go by fast. You know,
this will be restful.
Ah! I'm not wound up at all.
So I did a bunch of stuff yesterday, but one of the things I did was I sat down and watched my big brother. Did you finish yours?
Of course I did. I've got Maria's letter right here, and we'll. And you know, frankly, I'm going to say this. There's not that much to talk about from last night. There's a couple things. There's a couple things of note, but it was just a regular episode with the, you know, this. Yeah, it wasn't. Like, my mouth wasn't hanging open at any point. Like, oh, my God.
There's not that much to talk about, but we'll spend half an hour doing it.
Yes, we will spend about half an hour on it. We'll go through it quick. I got a couple other things. So we'll go through it quick. And we'll do it right after this. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Look at us right on time. Woo! Here we go.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.